We're starting with Yad Tereshmaya, Ashar HaShlishi, the third Shar, Ashar HaVoida Selokim. Beer of Nechiyev Kabbalah HaVoida Selokim. We'll try to explain all the ways and the conditions. Al is the Chiyev, the commitment to accept HaVoida Selokim, to serve Hashem, is Borach. Bechorek l'psiche, basore prokim, we will divide this gate, the shar, also to refer to a psiche, how do you call it psiche, to a agdoma,
introduction,
preface. We will start with the preface, and then 10 chapters. Zeh Pesach Hashar, this is the preface, the entrance to the gate. Omar HaMechaber, said HaMechaber. Mipne Shebi Arnu, as because we had explained Mashovar, in the past two gates, Chiyev Yichid Elokim Balev Shalem. The requirement that we should be aware and knowing and accepting the oneness of Hashem with the full heart. Va'afne, Bechinas Tavaisu Ala Odom, the second gate was Vishara Bechina. The way Kodesh Baruch is bestowing a goodness on mankind. So we have these two things behind us which we learned. His Chayav Nol is called now. After that we are required to know Mash Odom Chayav Linat Boy Kishis Boreh. What does the person have to do with these two things in the past? How will it manifest in a man? Because we learned the Ofne Yichud Elokim, to what extent the person has to be aware of oneness, that everything is Hashem. And the second, that we got acknowledged in us the goodness of Hashem, to what extent Hashem is good to us. So what do we do with these two chapters which you learned? How do you use it? But who? And the thing is, what we have to do with the previous two knowledges is kibul, acceptance of HaVayda Sarakim. You have to accept that you have to serve Hashem. Kfiya shel chayvei ha-seichel ha-meiti, just as it would be appropriate. The intellect will understand a mative or mishahative life. Just like the person who has been done good things to him, it would be logical that he should understand that he has to be a goddess of it, he has to recognize the goodness. So, we, after acquiring these two knowledges of the past two shars, two gates, has to bring us to the point that we should accept Avodah Selokim. Not we should serve Hashem because reluctantly we have no choice. When we're raising it, it has to be a self-acceptancy. It's appropriate I should start off in the beginning of this gate. Beer of Neatoivois. To explain all the ways and the styles of goodness. And the requirement of thanking on this goodness. What would be, for man to man, the situation? If one man is bestowing goodness on the other, what would be the requirement that the recipient of the goodness should recognize and should acknowledge the goodness? If we will bring up the ethical, reasonable requirement from man to man, at least we could derive from here the conclusion of Mashu Nechobim Balevayris Allah. How much are we required and responsible to Hashem? Min Hashevach Vadov, and the acknowledgement and thanking Al Roif Chazav, the great goodness, the Goizel Tuvalaymu, the great kindness and great goodness which he does continuously on us. But now my first thing will say as follows. Kamin hayudui etzleinu tzlum ba'av. Ki kol meiti veleinu, anyone who does good to me, to us, it's known and accepted. If anyone does good to me, onu chayovim lohoidesla, we are required to thank him. Ki fi kava noso lohoidesla. How much are we thanking to a person? How much we received, or how much he intended to make us good? It's just a very important part. When we feel indebted to a friend went out of his way doing us something, so we have to thank him. How much are we thanking? Are we thanking according to what we received, or are we caring according how much did he went out of the way to do it? Okay? Now, I just give an example. Let's say a mishulach, a collector comes, raises money, fachnosa skala. Okay? Now, average guy which receives a dollar in the shul, and you go out and give him a dollar, so you give him a thank you. Thank you. Thank you like you give to anyone else. let's say for some reason you like this collector, or you want to work on yourself time to time, you want to pinch yourself, you feel you don't like to give, and you want to be working through your middos, nos and tite, sequence of that. Don't hold back your hand. You want to break it, you want to polish it. And you could afford. You say, I'm going to go against myself, I'm going to give myself a pinch and give him a $5. So it was a personal thing. And this Mishloach is surprised, like an average guy, just give him, strike him $5. You get a thank you. Say, oh, thank you. You give him $10, you get a double thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, what would be, you feel like having a coffee, and there's no coffee, so there's no coffee. And your friend realizes it's one coffee, and he goes out of the way and runs away a block to a kosher candy store. And you didn't ask him, he goes out of his way. And he comes around and brings you a coffee. What kind of thank you would you give him? What kind of thank you would you give him? Much more than this Mishloach got $5. Obviously, the coffee is only worth 50 cents. You went out of your way. So he says, that's what he emphasized. Only chayovim lohoidois. It's known and accepted by us. Anyone who does good to us, only chayovim, we are required lohoidos to thank him. Kifi kavonosoi, according his intention, lohoilono, to thank us. You don't thank him according to actual receiving. You thank him how much does a person go out of his way to do it. Because the indebtedness which you indebted to yourself to a person because he gave you something is according what he intended to give, not the contents what he gives. It's a very important part. Because here we're going to, it brings a new realization how we have to behave with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why don't we thank enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't understand enough to thank him. We don't feel it then to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him. Because either we're not machshiv what he gives, or when he gives, so what? Everyone gets it. Or so what? You have to give it anyhow. Like a child to a father and a mother, they don't thank anyway. Because, you know, big deal, you gave birth to me, so you have to supply me. When I will be a father, I have the same thing. I wouldn't expect thanks from my child. That's what you would say. So if you feel thankful only on the contents, that could be brushed off for many reasons. Either feel you deserve more, either feel it's so bad, and so on. But if the feeling of thankfulness comes, how much attention, how much this person is thinking for you, how much he's designing for you, how much he's planning for you, how much he has you in mind, if you recognize that, that is the Godel thanks. Of course, when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy with you, because what does he say? This third gate is Kabbalah Savoides Elohim, that we have to accept understanding what is Savoides Elohim, serving Hashem. Of course, you have to serve Hashem. But what's the difference between Yeron Chavis Savoides and Yeron this gate? Kabbalas, Chiyuv Kabbalas of Eidosokim. That you get up in the morning and it's self understood that I must serve Hashem. I owe it to Him. I owe it to Him. He does something for me. It's a Kodesh HaTayif. How can I not serve Him when He's continuing? How can I not serve Him continuously? By the way, the Chayyus Alovas, as we're going to go on learning, what is Machadash, that anything that a Jew is has to be every moment and every second. Chol Drechei Chodei. That's Chassidus. Chayyus Alovas is the Shulchan Aruch of Chassidus, by the way. The Shimon of Chassidus. What's Chassidus? B'chol drachecha. You have to know Hashem at all your paths, your business, and anything and everything. Always you have to justify all it. And the Chiv Kabbalah Salakim has to be in every given second. And how can you do it? How can you feel required? How can you feel sensible that you have to thank to take on his avoider? It's because the previous two Sha'orim which we learned, the Shara Yichud. Now, what was the beauty of Shara Yichud? If you remember, we learned it in Lent. That in every second there's a unity in himself, there's a purpose in himself, there's a goal in himself, and there isn't a thing where the Kodesh Baruch is not involved in it. Hashem. And then Shara Bchina, this is Shara Yichud, this is intellectual knowing it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu side. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in every second. Shemachadish b'chol yom tumim masu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the whole day machadish renewed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is busy thinking with you. Ki'il kaviyok, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going out of his way every second to make you a new bria, a new condition. He's busy with you. Continuously. And how do you know it? Because you learned Shara Bchina. You researched it. And you saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intricately involved in nature, in everything, and everything leads to you. Obviously, these two informations must bring you to HaKadosh HaToiv, to your own acceptance, to your own acknowledgement. You have to serve Him. You have to repay Him for Him. Because I on the outskirts, in the outside, you don't see only the same repetitious thing, getting up, getting go, going to work, going to sleep, and the same thing, recycling. And therefore, you get used to it, so what? Everyone gets it. I got used to it. You can't have excitement of new tanks because it's a repetitious thing. But we understand that the tanking does not go on the contents, what you get. The tanks go on the intentions, under what circumstances you get it, and why you're getting it. And that's always Mechadish B'chol Yom Tomit. The Shara Yichud, the Shara B'china, gave you in every moment a new insight, a new beauty, the way Hashem is involved with you. So obviously as a respond, every moment, there has to be a refreshment of Kabbalah Savayda Salakim. And yesterday, Kabbalah Savayda Salakim is outdated now. Because Kabbalah Savayda Salakim is involved new with you. That's what we learn in Shara Yichud, and Shara B'china, that's what we recognize. Shara Yichud is a fact. The fact that Kodesh Baruch is one in every given second, not connected to the previous second, so renewing for you continuously everything. And Shara B'china is the one that you recognize that fact. Obviously, these two factors brings you to the third gate, to the third chapter, which you learn, Chiyuv Kabbalah Savayda Salakim in every given second. But you imi katze b'maseh nezova shikreyu. If a person goes on a mat, in a man, he will be short-handed to deliver something which he wants to deliver because he's handicapped. And he cannot do something good to us. We have to thank him. We see a person now. We said, a person goes out of his way, he brings a cup of coffee, and runs away a block. And comes back after 15 minutes. He says, you know, I went away a block, the store was closed. Rent a third block, other store, it was not kosher. I went for a full block, finally I got one, and then I dropped the middle of the way and it poured out, and now it comes back without the coffee. But he told you all the stops. You will thank him even more than the original one who bought you the coffee after one block. Because something happened, he couldn't. But the fact is, his intention was there, his investment was there, and he thanks, you owe him that much, even you never got it. Kibishin is Barlanoli. Since it has been already definitely approved to us and acknowledged us. Kidatoi oleinu latoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu's intention on us is always to good. His all intention is to benefit us. If we would get something good from somebody which had no intention giving us to us, then we wouldn't thank him. You know, when you win the lottery ticket, you're not thanking the New York State. You're not thanking. If you win, you bought for $3, you won. Does anyone, you go to a bank teller, you cash a check, you don't feel any thank you for him. He does his job. Also, you got the most money from him. But he does his job. His intention was not to make you good. The lottery guy was not intentioned to give you money. It's a system. He's nothing more than a clerk. You're not thanking him. So here you see a person does everything for you what he didn't get. You're thanking him immensely. Here he got a lot, you're not thanking him. Because it's not him. The question is, boy, now we've been looking at Torah, when we're looking for one another man, any yotzes mechav chush upon him, when we look in, what makes you, what types of Torah is the fermenter man which you do thank? And he's going to give you five categories of goodness which one person gives to other person. And we're going to evaluate all five of them. And all five of them have a different style of recognition in Fakoras HaToyv, how you're thanking back for that. And then we're going to relate these five types of goodness which mankind do to each other and see of which of them is Hashem's shortchange. Hashem is involved in all five of them. And more. Perchot. The one type of goodness is Tevis Avalaben. The goodness from a father to a son. How much, to what extent is a father bestowing goodness on a son? Sheni, the second type of goodness is Tevis Odan al Avda, the master over his servant. Ashlishi, the third type, Tevis Osher al Rosh, the rich man who gives money for the poor man. Kedele Kabas Hashemah, he doesn't buy, he wants to get reward for that. Verevi, the four types of men, Tevis Bin Odam Ktosan al Ktosan, when men do good one with each other, Liknois Hashem va Kovad Ligmul Oilam. They want to get acquired, name for themselves, and respect for themselves. They're involved in public affairs, to get himself covered, to get himself in position. But Ligmula Oilam also want to get reward from the world. Chamish is the fifth type of goodness, is Toilas Achozak al Achalosh, the goodness which the strong one likes to help a weak one because he has mercy on him, because it hurts him. Like a great, when you see a grown up man sees a little child tipping and failing and he's crying, you pick him up. That's the weakest, that's the smallest toyva which you give. He actually uses, he went downwards, five categories of goodness. The highest category of goodness is from a father to a son, because they're pure, selfless goodness. It doesn't for the son. Doesn't want any thank you, doesn't want the recognition. The father does not accept, doesn't expect any thanks from his son. Yes, for chinuch reasons, want the child to thank, but you do it regardless. Then the other, to his avodah, a master to his servant, is already, you have a certain connection with your master. The master is there, you have a certain relationship. You develop certain things. It always goes downwards, downwards. It says, the weakest goodness where a man gives it because of goodness, the chazak al chalash, because when you pick up, you see a man falling, you pick him up, because it's the nature, you're strong, you're better positioned, you pick up this, it's your need, you can't see, you're barachmim, you're strong, you can't see this man. Sometimes a very rich man gets very annoyed seeing a hungry poor man. He's annoyed with that, he's not feeling good. His steak and his wine, which he's going to drink as his dinner, is not tasteful when he sees outside there's a beggar and he's dead hungry. So he gives him a plate. Why does he give him a plate? His steak tastes better. He gives it better. He should have a little bit. This is tzevis chazok al chalosh. But tzurich shenayin atu bekavonas kol asher sifarnu. Now we have to evaluate all these intentions of those five categories of good. What is their intentions? Is other goodness is independent from any, is no strings attached. Are they bestowing goodness because they're goodness, because they're good and they want to give goodness? Or everyone has a certain reason. Is it a benefit? Is there a benefit for who did good? The first one, which is the most selfless goodness, a goodness which you do for the good reason alone, is the father to the son is good. Because it's not a chavon to the father does it because he can't no help, because the father, the son is a part of the father, because his whole hope is in the son. He's not doing good with his son, he's doing good with himself. In other words, a father's goodness to his son is the most selfish goodness. It's him. He's not feeling he's doing something for his son, he's doing it for him. But as here he could see, he feels his son more, he feels himself. He will feed him better, he will give him to drink better, he will dress him better. He will try to push away all kind of harming things from him. It's easy in his own eyes, light on him. It's easy, as child parents could easily suffer the uncomfort which he has to give for the benefit of the son. Because this is the nature which has been instilled in parents towards the children. In the contrary, a mother or a father are more bothered with the pain of the son and the discomfort of the child than of their own discomfort. The first thing they will share themselves. And comes out, the goodness which parents do for the children should be the least thanked, the least appreciated. Why? Because you're not doing it for me, you're doing it for you. Like a child would say, for my father, mother, I fed you. Big deal, you fed me. You fed yourself. You enjoy more that I'm eating than I'm eating. You're forcing me to eat. You're beating me, I should eat. So, big deal, it's coming to thank you. You want me to eat because you benefit from it. So, actually, why should I thank you? Even then, chiver atoyre vaseichel atoyre required, and the intellect requires it, Allah ben on the child, kibid avem. You have to respect the chorus of toyre. Havoyde vakibid vayire, that you have to accept your father, you have to be mechabed your father, you have to feed your father, k'mon shomer, because the kabed is a vichasemech. You have to respect your father and mother, and it's not enough, k'siv yishima v'yitzeroyi, and you have to feed your father and mother. And if it's not enough, Shema b'Mitzvot Yisrael, you have to accept your father and mother, everything which your father and mother tells you to do. That's the avodah, to worship your father and mother too. And a son is respecting his father, and a servant his master. The ima of mukhlav is azerech ha-teva. And if the father asks to give him the goodness in nature, va-teva lokeil, and the truth of the matter, the whole goodness, the thanks is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If my father was treating me well, who has to be thanked? Hashem. Because Hashem had instilled this nature in my father. Who shliach bo bilvad? My father is nothing more than a shliach. A little infant is born, the mother takes unbelievably care for this infant. Who really takes care of this infant? Kigomel aleima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mother is nothing more than a shliach, a messenger. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made the mother desiring and wanting and caring if she wants it or doesn't she want. So actually, you shouldn't thank the mother. You have to thank Hashem for everything which your mother and father done for you. They were nothing more than messengers of Hashem, that Hashem helped you and fed you, pampered you through them. The proof that instilled in them this requirement of doing it. They're doing it, period. They can't do it any other way. They will do anything to do it. And in Kol Zois, who do you have to thank? You have to thank your father and mother. You have to thank the shliach. This forceful shliach you have to thank. So what I said before, obviously, our father and mother is nothing more than bank tellers. They're nothing more than bank tellers or waiters in a restaurant. they're doing it because they have to do it. And you don't feel obligated to be thankful to a bank teller. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. They're nothing more than working for Hashem. They're nothing more than the servants of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel they must do it. And what does the Shai Hashem say? How much the Torah say? Kabel Sikho Samecho. How little they do on their side, and in Kodesh, how much indebted you are up to them. But when it comes to the second stage, when it comes to the goodness of the master over his servant, and if the master goes out of his extra good to his servant, that doesn't have to be anymore. This already the master gives it because it's good to him. Also, he has a side calculation, he feels. The better is going to be to his servant, the more loyal the servant is going to be for him. But already the goodness of a master to his servant is already a self-development goodness. There could be a bad servant. It could be a brutal, a cruel master. And it could force him, the servant. It's not such a natural thing that he must good. And if he's good, he should be, the understanding should be more thankful. Abel Tov is not after the goodness of the master over his servant. You do as long as you and Sakamamayna. All is good to the servant because he wants to improve. He's very, he wants to have a better servant. He gives him more money in order to get a better service. Because he needs a servant. The fact that he's good to the servant is only for his own benefit. Hashem is requiring the servant to thank his master. The son is respected by the father. The servant has to thank his master. They go to the third category of goodness. When the rich man gives money for the poor man, and he gives it then only to get schar shemayim, to get reward from heaven, this rich man is not like a businessman. He's acquiring a great pleasure, an everlasting pleasure in Olam Habo, which you're going to get later. It's a little thing, it's a little money which is exchanging. He's a businessman. Ever saw a poor man seeing a rich man is giving him a $5, $10 buck and doesn't give him even a word? He doesn't say a word. So he says, hey, don't you tell me thank you? You want to thank you too? For $10 requiring higher oil on my boy, you're getting everlasting reward. For lousy $10, I still have to thank you for that. That you need too? That's not enough what you're requiring? No, but if a poor man would tell you this, he wouldn't tell it to you. You still have to thank him. Actually, that's what you would deserve. If you give somebody something, you don't expect any thank you. Why should you get thanked? You're a good businessman. So if you imagine, I go into an auction, I go into a business, and I buy a $1 million diamond, I bought it for $50. And I gave him $50, and I got $1 million. And the seller, I said, thank you, appreciate so much, you gave me the $50. You look at him. What is it, glass? I think I bought $1 million for $50. Why are you thanking me so much for the $50? That actually is the business, the rich man, when he gives poor money, expecting thanks from the rich man is totally, he's a businessman, he knows what he's doing. But even then, HaKor is a toy. The poor man has to thank. None of your business. Also, this man did it for himself. And could also be that the whole reason that he gives this money for you to beautify his nefesh in the future, because Baruch gave you the money for that reason, to acquire that goodness. Mishirura to his propriet. Why did Kodesh Baruch gave the rich man money? Obviously, give him the benefit to acquire it. Even then, it's known. It's appropriate that you should thank him. Also, the whole reason why the rich man gives the child is not for the benefit of the poor man, for himself. It's required to thank him. The blessing of the oved, of the poor man, olai on me tovay, should come. That means if the poor man, you mahana, the poor people that you give him, you make him feel good, their blessing should come on you. Wouldn't the children bless me? When I gave them the wool of my sheep and they warmed themselves, the warm sheep means the charity which you're warming them, for that blessing should come on my children. See, it's not only it's appropriate the poor man to bless the rich man for that, but the rich man should accept the blessing. This goes over to his children. He's the great benefactor from this bracha, from the blessing. By the way, this is a very important thing to know. Very important thing which you don't know. Something which is not, we're not that aware. When you thank somebody, did you something, and you thank him from the depth of your heart, you give him a brocha. This is a very big, big power, a big effect. A brocha has a big effect. Otherwise, it's Reuven and Shimon, and you go up to both of them, you ask a blessing from them, and both of you are blessing you. The effect of the blessing, how much the blessing should come on you. Visually, we take it. How great is Reuven, how great is Shimon. The greater the person is, the greater effect his words have. That's the way we take it, right? Reuven is a bigger tzaddik than Shimon. So of course, the broch of Reuven is more important than the broch of Shimon. Mashma here is, and Mashma so is in Ramban, in Torah, in Yitzchak, that if you, the effect of the broch, how much it come on you, is not that much how great the person is, how much had you given to him, and how much he's indebted to you. Now, if you gave this poor man, you gave him tzedakah, he gave him something which really feels good, and he feels obligated, and he gives you a brocha, that brocha is effective. That brocha is effective. What does Eev say? Birkas oived, olai tovay. The blessing of that oived, of this man who is lost, this lost man which you helped him out, olai tovay, should come on you. Sometimes, a simple man, this can go, it's a berchus hedit, a blessing from a simple man, but he was totally lost, totally depressed, and you work with him, and you lifted him, and you worked, and you developed him, and he gives you a blessing. I always, when I do something with somebody in thanks, give a brocha. A brocha of this person is a lot worth. Because we see that Yitzchak Bavinu wanted to bless Esav, wanted to give a brocha for Esav. Yitzchak was a big Arav tzaddik, you know, you couldn't find a tzaddik like today, you get a brocha from him. And Yitzchak wanted the blessing should be chal, should be worthy. What did he tell? Go out and bring me food, because you're going to enjoy me, you're going to benefit, you're going to get, that's what Rabban explains. When the tzaddik, when the person gets, he becomes indebted to you. So his brocha has to go back. That's a trait, has to go back. So, obviously, why does the Oni have to thank the rich man? Because he's rich to the rich. Either rich man did it for his own selfish reason, he makes business in Olam Habo, but you benefited, you got a toive. Since you got a toive, give back the blessing. There's a chiyuv hakores hatoiv, not only for the simple ethical reasons, because hakores hatoiv in the blessing is actually you're repaying something. Now, anytime that you've been given a gift, and you want to be a soinu matonos, and I say it any time, it's very good for bocherim, or for kolel man, or for anything which they're benefiting from public, they're benefiting from money, benefiting from the system. And you want to be a non-corrupt person. You don't want to be a receiver, you want to be a giver. But circumstances are requiring you to take. Because you have to learn, you need a scholarship, whatever it is. Now, if you're not going to be sensitive to this, you're going to become all your life a taker. You're going to get used to take things, you know, without. The one who hates matonis, he lives long. So what can you give back? Give back blessing. Give back blessing. Bless. Anyone learns in yeshiva is benefiting from the Rosh Yeshivas. He doesn't even hear him. Bless them. Benjamin. It's a kores hatoiv. And it's falling on the head. That's what he said. If loy berchini chalotzav, if the son of the children of the Spume would not bless me, why? Because Migais Kevosai, because of the wool of my sheep, the clothing which I gave him is chama. They're warming up. You give clothes to poor man. The poor man is clothing up his little children, and he says, "I want the birkas chalotz. I want the blessing of the children." So, I mean, going back to our point, also the whole reason the rich man is just with the poor man does it purely selfishly. He's a businessman. He's acquiring chai olam avo for a little few bucks. Im kol zois, the poor man is required to bless him to give back the tayva which he got from the rich man. But we go further to the fourth step. When people are good to each other, they're doing it for their own reason. They want to do tayvus with each other. A politician goes around, he wants to get a position in this world, wants to be respected. And obviously he has to go out to make favors, he has to get votes, he has to get his platform, he has to be popular. So he's very good. Is he really good to me? He's good to himself. Even then, he's nothing more than investing in me. And he keeps money by me, he's afraid she's stuff I will need later. He's investing in me all along. When comes the election, I should vote for him. But never mind. He did it because I should vote for him in the election, but the fact he did it, it's required I should be good to him. Also, the holder's intention was for his own benefit. The whole reason does good for somebody else is for his own. You have to thank him. Many people are looking forward, are approaching the face of this generous person. Everyone is a friend to the man who gives. Everyone is friendly with this politician. Everyone is friendly with this generous person. Also, why are you friendly? Is he good to you because he wants to be good to you? Is good to you for his own benefit? No, he's still his friend. The person gives, why does he spend? People accept him. And if you bring him for great people, he gets access to great people. No, that means even he does it purely for himself, and it's obvious he does it for himself, still you have to, maybe you have it. But the one who does good for the poor man, because it hurts him, as I said, the rich man who can't have a joyful steak unless he feeds the poor man, he does it purely for himself. He wants to chase away his own pain. When the hurt, it's his own personal hurt. He can't see a poor man struggling. So the whole reason why he's giving charity for this poor man is only because he can't see this poor man suffering. He actually heals his own burden, his own pain, with this medicine by giving. He has to be praised, he has to be thanked. Also, the whole reason of doing is for the reason, because he wants to push away from himself his own pain. In Kodosh, he has to give him goodness. I will see a man who's getting lost with not dressed. There's no clothes for this poor man. And I will give him the clothing and I will give him the money. Wouldn't I get him? The same person we said above, wouldn't his children bless me as they're being warmed with the wool for my sheep? You see, from all these five elements of goodness, which all these five elements of mankind goodness is all a selfish goodness. They all give it for not the intention. And him causes always you have to be mechaber and kikabonas kol meitul is los miodam. All the intention of all these people, hilaselis atzmat chila, everything originates with me. What is in for me, and all the goodness is because of me. Veliknois it you acquire kishut noah, a beautiful jewelry loyelam azeh, either in this world or loyelam avoy, in the world to come. All of this benefit of this giving is all to decorate yourself, either here, either the world to come. Oy litchos tzar me'nafshoy, or to push away your own pain that you see the other person struggles. Or in a sakonas mamoinai, or you want to improve your money. No, you're giving miser, you're going to get rich. You know, it's your giving. The enkel zemaneh meshif chledosam. Imkazoy, the Torah had not withdrawn from them the requirement of thanking him. You have to thank him, you have to make a Torah. Meyira, you have to feed them. Imahavos, you have to love them. Moshe, I'm going to return what they're given to you. Also the entire Toiv which you got was nothing more than borrowed. They have to do it. They have to do it for their own reasons. But and the goodness to you is not continuous. His generosity is not an ongoing generosity. It's temporary when it fits them, when it's needed to them. It's not an ongoing, continuous generosity. The chasidusam and their kindness to you, moireves, is mixed in kavonas to elas nafshon for their own benefit. There's nothing. There's no clear chasidus. There's no clear generosity to you. Or litchek a hezek m'mena. Or they want to push off the damage. They want to dominate. Imken, if that's the case. How much are we required to serve him and to bless him and to thank him, the boyre, to the Creator, Hatoyva, which is good, which makes him good, as ein tachlatos, it's endless to the goodness Hashem does to us. Achimasmeres, it's ongoing continuously, when him sheches, it's without any interruption. Bilti kavonas teres, well, it feels nice. He doesn't get any benefit out of it, Hashem, and he's not being damaged if he wouldn't done it. Rak nedova v'chesed, it's absolute generosity, it's absolute kindness. The man from him, al kol amdabrim, to all mankind, to all talkers of mankind. The toivas Hashem, the chesed keil kol ayon, the generosity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which all day, every second, has a full generosity in toivin chesed. The chesed keil, as we know, the process Oilam chesed yibona. The world has been built with chesed. Now there's many pshotim. But one of the early pshotim is the reason of creation was because Hashem is a baal chesed. He wants to do chesed itself. There's nothing he could give him back. There's nothing he needs back. Nothing he could fulfill him. There's nothing but... So he does chesed for the sake of giving. Sake of giving. He doesn't need anything. He's not going to be affected at all if you're going to be, if you're not going to be. He only created just now to share the benefit of giving. Just the giving. Now, you could see the whole world, with all the constellations, with all mankind, everything which is happening, is done for chesed. It's one unit of chesed. But we said chesed keil kol hayom. The whole day, there isn't a second in the day which hasn't got the utmost, ultimate chesed, which was the original intention of Olam Chesed upon it. Because Baruch Hu is enjoying and acquiring. See, a man, you create something, you do something, get it done, you build a house. You build, you prepare, finally you'll get a house, and finally you make a chanukah surprise, and finally you moved in, you're finally enjoying it, now you got what you want. You enjoy it all along, as it develops, because you're getting closer to your goals. So you could say, Hashem is the same thing, he creates, he wants chesed, the ultimate chesed is, I don't know, Yom Shekul Shabbos, you go and join yourself with tzaddikim, tzaddikim yoshim in the hand, and this is the ultimate chesed that Hashem wants. He's going to enjoy himself with all the neshamas that he created. Of course, the process of development in this world was getting there. But while we're getting there, of course, it's not finished. No, chesed came kol ayoim. There isn't a given situation where Kodesh Baruch Hu does not acquire the maximum chesed, which is his natural. There's no means to a goal. Every means is a goal in himself. And all he does it, total selflessness. Kodesh Baruch Hu has no selfishness. He just does it for you. How much are you responsible and required to thank him back? Chiyuv, kibbol, just the chiyuv kabbalas avodas elokim. If I'm done to my father, which he does it because he has no hope, no chance, he has no choice not to give me. If I do it to my master, which he does it for his own benefit. If I do it for the rich man, which is only buying Olam Habo. If I do it to my fellow man, which wants to get a big name. Or I have to do it to the strong man because he can't help it. He must, for his own benefit, has to give me. In Imkol, there's a requirement to thank Hashem, which all this thing is not around. He does it pure selflessly, he does it only for me, and he does it continuously, without any interruption. How much should I be even clear to be mekabel avodas elokim, to be always in thankful position to him? That's the beginning of the gate. Hashem tomorrow. Okay, continuing, shal avodas Hashem, efkuf lamed zayin. But you have to stand it and establish all of those people who do giveness, do give goodness. All the five counts which we mentioned yesterday. There's no advantage over the one who makes good with others, except in this area, such he makes it like a father over the son, the master over his servant. Aval be'en eshush, eno yishu son, ve'atzmam, But in their humanity and their essence, Ikrad and Zelza, they're equal. They're very close to each other. But Etzem, in the essence, the Bedmus, in the forms, the Bechaburam, in the combination with Salmam, in their image with Tivem, Ibrav Mikrem, in their nature, in every sense, they're all the same. Except in this area, one is having, one is lacking. So one who has gives the lacquer. But outside of that, they're all the same. Imkosa, even then, Chayav, it's required, Mishmatim, that one who's been given goodness, Min Avoido, the Meitim Masha Supana. He has to thank him, he has to appreciate. Also, they're all the same, but still they are required to appreciate and to thank. Imi Yechoshim, Ibu Rav Tinki, Mi Hashem Etivim Loi. There's one who do we do goodness, with Tachlus HaChesven, agrees with our Kavosa, he would be absolute nothing. He would lack everything in his combination with Chibura and Musa in his existence. With Chayav Avodah Yosef, he would have even more have to thank. If the recipient would be totally a wreck, total nothing, so such a nothing should be taken care, would even have to thank more. Chinka Ashenach, she would have think, Hametif, Betoibu. Toibu Sholem Ekolim, to the one who gives goodness, he gives absolute, complete goodness in every sense. Emisha Metimani, for whom he gives. Like Guruah Mikolinza is verse from our existence, Cholish Mikolinza is weaker from our Kolivra. It's a Sechel Machad, and Sechel even more required to accept his Avoida, Lemetiv Adin Tachlus. That the more he has to accept to worship and to serve the one who is giving goodness. In other words, the thanks and appreciation for the goodness which has been given is depending to what extent he is lacking, to what extent the goodness is complete. The more the goodness which the other one is giving is a complete goodness, and is a great one, and the one for whom is giving is totally depending on the goodness. Based on this situation, he is required to thank. Kashin, if he would analyze this comparison, what Hashem does to us, who is Hashem, what he does, how complete he does, and the man, whoever nothing is, how much dependent he is, Nimtza Boyer is worth now of Nisa. Kushbok is way, way above Nisim Ram, is way above Akon Nimtza on all the other creatures. Bechol Musak, Malgoshe Vesech, anything which could be sensed with feeling, Kifi Asher is Bible Shari Shemin says, as they explained today in the first gate, in Shari Yichot. To what extent the Kodesh Baruch is totally different. So we see a Kodesh Baruch is absolutely one, Kodesh Baruch is absolutely complete. So this is Pasen Hashem. When you find a man, if you compare a man, it's Shomin Hachaim, what is a man in compared to all the other animal creatures? She'enam Adam, which don't talk. Choser is the most lacking. The man is the most lacking creature in this world. The Chalosh Mekulam is the weakest. Man is the weakest creature, and the slightest little thing is affecting mostly. There's no other object in this world who could be so easily deteriorate if he doesn't have what he gets with a man. The man, as soon as he doesn't have a little bit, he is immediately being affected. We could see the weakness of the man in three areas. One of them, you see how much the way the man grows, the way the development stage of a baby, of an infant, and also to what extent he is depending on his mother. When you see any other living creature is stronger than the man, they could carry the uncomfort, the tzar, pain, yoiser, more than us, they could carry themselves much easier than the man. They don't rely and they don't make their parents, the other creatures, that they have to be so much involved in their growth as a child. A child, the infant is born, is totally depending and insolvable unless the mother and father take care. But any other creature, the Gemara says, Shor ben yom, a kriya shor, ax from the day is born, is called already an ax, is already taking care of himself. In the second area, you see the weakness of man over other creatures. If you look at the excessive filth which is in a man, the outside, which is called, take a man who doesn't bathe, doesn't take showers for some days, immediately. You can't get close to the man. The man is getting sick, he's getting cold, tilted, he's getting cold, sweaty. Is immediately is affecting his soul. You can catch the illness. Look at man when he dies. Immediately the man dies, changes colors, immediately gets a smell. He's a hamosoi, he's a hammer. How do you call it in English, a hammer?
Phil.
Yeah, his inner filth, Yoiser Kvedo, is more heavy, more affecting the body. Because the Hamo is called Nibla Sharbalchai, more from old filth, from old Nevelos, from the dead crop.
Smells.
More than it's an inside odor. It's an odor which a man has. In other words, you see, a man is much more depending on food, on eating, on health. The man is a little bit not trying to immediately see it on his face, immediately affecting him. He's not bathing a few days, doesn't take any baths, and he showers for a few days. He's sick. He's sick immediately, it's smelly. Animal is pretty strong. But say also Yoiser Masrachas in the features. The Meno, I recall this, the features.
Menor.
By man, it's also Menor. I think this
feces.
But it's also in the feces of a man, Yoiser Masrachas, it's more smelly, Mitzoy Shal Balachayim. The feces from an animal. In other words, the feces from an animal is not as disgusting as the feces from a man. If you go on the street and you will encounter a pile of feces from a donkey, from a horse, from a goat, from anything. It's not the end of the world. But it finds the peck of a man, it's standing, it's very repulsive. Why? A man's supposed to be man. Any rejection of the man, anything, think the spit of a man, think the nose liquid of a man, is disgusting, is repulsive. At a time when the rear of a dog, you play around with it, it's nothing. So you could see that the rejection of a man is much more, if the man is not alive, it's not the essence of the man, it's much more repulsive than for any kind of animal. So why is it really so? But say Yossi Yossi Masrachas Mitzoya Shar Balachayim. Mitzoya for man is more repulsive and smelly. V'chein Sharti of all the other ugliness. V'yin HaShlishi, the third thing where you see the weakness of a man. Mashu Nira Michul Shestach V'loisav, you see the weakness and the unsuccessfulness of his trying. V'sheyeskar Koyach Adib, you see how the man looks. And he can't talk. Hashem gave him an advantage. Al Sharacham, all the other creatures, she'enem dam, which they can't talk. Lim oyre she'ere b'moich. If anything happens, it's moich. Be'esu yinave v'nisa mishal balachan. It's going to be worse, and from all the other animals. Why is it so? The epshe is possible. She'ashe is, and you see, when a man doesn't talk, he's totally not functional. The whole advantage. A man over other animals, that he could talk, he could express himself. And a man has been taken away this expressiveness. His blem, his damage as a man is much more than any other creature. This could be, this man could totally destroy himself with all kind of destructiveness if he lacks the specialty. You could see most other creatures, Sheshlam in Akore, they have the recognition with Darkit of Osotavrosmosogosmosanoisam. You could see all the creatures, they have a natural recognition and a know how to reach the food. Okay, the birds, they know how to build a nest, and the squirrels, they know how to get the food. It's built in, and they have it, becomes available. There's no shlemil, and there's no specials. There's no rich, and there's no poor. They're socialists. All equal. They all have what they need, they all have what they want. All the animals are being provided, and they have this inner nature built in things which needs for their survival equally, and they make it. Mashmekatsarim ravim, which you see most by people, they haven't got. Mankind, how many men know how to make a living? How many men know how to function at best? How many men are successes? Not that much. Minority. Most of the people don't know how to function, don't know how to wait, they don't know what to do. college can even moment if you pocket sichlamem, if you're missing, if you're a fool. How many people are fools? So we can see how much the man is an actual the weakest creature in this world, the most depending on others. And now if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to watch you every time, every second, on all aspects, that you should be complete, you should be functional. If now we should evaluate and analyze al gdilas avoyrisav in the other extent to what great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what strong is his abilities, the smartness and the availabilities to the Oishav which HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you start considering going to be chalishus odom chesroim, to what weak a person is, what he misses, v'she'en magia al hashlemus, in no way is in any way comparable to the completeness. And to what extent he's depending because of his weakness, which should be filled in his lackingness. And we're going to evaluate and analyze the multiple goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in his work, how much kindness HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That he created him the way he created him. He created him from nothing. Rosh and his poor, but Tzorech al Mashesh Batakonosa is always depending, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be misaken him, has to complete him. V'lo Egia Elav, and nothing will come to him on his own. Kim Begias Nafshoi, that the man has to struggle, has to work, man has to really be involved in his building. And it is said, all this is, why does it so Michamel Sabayra? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on him. Kedesh Yaker says, an ordinary person should recognize himself. Why is the man has to struggle, has to work all the time to get what he needs? You know, the person should recognize his koiches, who he is, and also his dependence in Hashem. We should evaluate in all his inyonim of life, and through that, the yidbag b'avodas ha'el is going to be attached to the avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can recognize to what extent he is indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our call upon him on every given facet of life. And therefore, when you're going to recognize, you're going to be covered by the Sakel, is he covered out there? He's going to receive an Gmul Oilem Abo Asheloi Nivro, the reward of Oilem Abo, the world to come, Asheloi Nivro. For that reason, he has been created. The whole reason why the man has been created is the Kabel Gmul Oilem Abo should be rewarded. As the Mesil Shishorim says in Akdome, when Nivro Odam, the man has not been created, Eilil is Anek, to enjoy himself with all the enjoyments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created for him. The whole reason why he has been created that you should enjoy yourself, and the place of this enjoyment is in Olam Habo. But in order to get there, you have to prepare yourself in Olam Hazeh. Now people usually think, obviously, if people think, you have been created to be in Olam Hazeh, you have to do your work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, if you do your work, you're going to get reward. So the Olam Habo kind is a reward because you did your work, what you have to do in this Olam Hazeh. No. The whole reason why I came to this Olam Hazeh in order to complete yourself, to get rewarded in Olam Hazeh, that's the whole reason. Tachlis HaTov Elohei, the whole reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him because he is good, and the essence of goodness is to bestow goodness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us goodness. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sholem is complete, so his goodness is complete. So his Tov is complete. In this world, no way can be goodness complete. Because no matter how good it should be in this world, it's still not a complete goodness, because this world is limited. So obviously the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the Olam Habo, l'sa'anek al Hashem, to be enjoying yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in the Olam Habo, this world cannot deliver. Yofor, shoach, ba'olam Habo, mekol koiras ruach, ba'olam Hazeh. 1 second of enjoyment in Olam Habo is more worth, mekol koiras ruach, ba'olam Habo, from all the pleasure which is Olam Hazeh could produce. Literally it means, 1 second enjoyment and pleasure of Olam Habo is much, much endlessly greater than you would have collect all the pleasures and all the enjoyment ever experienced by all humanity from day of creation. Imagine what it is. From Adam Rishon till today, by all humanity together, all the enjoyments and all the benefits and all the happiness, whatever they reached, and you collect them together and give them to one man, nowhere does it come close to the enjoyment and happiness which a person will benefit in Olam Habo, even in a second. Because this is what Hashem created a man, to be in Olam Habo. However, a man, Hashem wanted that you should enjoy your Olam Habo earned, that you did it, So Kodesh Baruch Hu put in Olam Hazeh, in order you should be Oved Hashem, serve Hashem. And to the extent that you're serving Hashem, you're earning your Olam Haba. What will make sure that you're going to serve Hashem and not going to neglect the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And more than this, that you should see every second in this world that you should earn Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a man totally depending on Hashem, totally weak, totally helpless. And the more you look into yourself, you see that you can't survive a day. And who is the one who survives and provides you and watches over you? Hashem Himself. Hashem Himself. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the provider from everything. So when you see that, you know to what extent you intend to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that brings you that you should do your work. And you do your work, you accomplish that enjoyment to Chaya Olam Habo. All of this has been built in for that purpose. And actually, whatever we said now, the Chiv, in Kabbalah, Savoidus Hashem, that to understand to what extent you intend to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is also, even you go through all these steps, you get to reach this madriga, but the high madriga of that is that you have to be there for every second of your life. It's not a general thing. You know, this is also unfortunately that we have a misconception that we don't utilize the excitement of every day, of every second of life. You know, we made our decision. It's like our life is just like you're going to Grand Central Station. You have to make a decision where you're going. Going to Chicago, going to Boston, you're going to California. So the effort is only until you make the decision, until you buy the ticket, until you get to the plane. And you get your luggage, place it. But once you did it, you sit down in the train, and then you go to sleep, and then you travel. Finish. So it comes out, all your involvement, bringing yourself to the direction where you have to go, and what you have to accomplish is until you made the decision, buy the tickets, and board the train. But after that, you know, you're automatically being carried to your destiny. Unfortunately, we take life also like that. You make a decision who I want to be from and how, what kind of from, what I want to be. Everyone wants to, I'm going to be a chosid, I'm going to be a litvak, I'm going to be a mentor, I'm going to be a business, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. I made my decision what I'm going to be. Now, I'm buying the ticket, I'm making my effort, and I bought it. Okay, now I'm traveling. Okay, fine. So, now you're growing automatically. And it's wrong. Because where is your new decision every moment? In life, every moment is the Kabbalah Savoidus Hashem. Every moment there's a new bechina, a new recognition, a new akoras hatov, a new relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This atem advekim Hashem alakechem, the goal to be close, to be attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu, chaim kulchem hayoim, is not a one-shot decision. I have to be reinforced here and there, every Shona, every Kippur, every Pesach, and go on and go on. It's an ongoing ordeal. It's an ongoing goal which goes on every second, every day. It is chatshas. We need a renewal of that continuously, continuously. I said it this last night. The Gaon says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ozi molis choyk pinu shenei nirinam Mashiach will come. Our mouth will be filled with laughter, and our tongue will be filled of song." Ozi molis choyk pinu. Says the Gaon, asks me, what's the inyan? It's going to be filled with laughter. He said, usually when does a person laugh? When does a person burst out in laughter? And when he gets the news, a tremendous good surprise. He won the lottery ticket, $10 million. He burst out in laughter. He's dancing, singing and laughing. But if he continues to laugh and sing, then something touched him, unfortunately, to get sick. You go on for 2 weeks of singing and laughing because he won the lottery ticket, and you know, he better wouldn't have won the lottery ticket. It's nice to live. That jump, but after that you relax and you're happy, but you don't laugh anymore. Laughing is a result of a total surprise, great revelation. So then you respond with a big laughter, but after that you sit back and enjoy. We think that the Mashiach will come and our life will be shown to us, what we accomplished, Baruch Hashem, what we reached, and we're going to burst a big laughter. Wow, we won it, we made it. But after that, you know, things settle down, get normalized. You know, eternity means, in enjoyments of the world to come, means that whatever it's going to strike you the first second, you're going to all of a sudden realize Mashiach, everything is, that will not let go. Every second will be a new excitement, a new surprise.
it's going to be an endless revelations of surprises that you're going to keep laughing and laughing and laughing and not be crazy. Because every second will inform you, will see a new depth, a new insight of your past life beyond anything which the previous seconds have shown to you. And imagine, as much we live in ignorance, not knowing anything, not understanding anything, all of a sudden Hashem shows you the picture of who you are, what you accomplished in life. And of course, that's the man's chayk, that will give great laughter. But what the next second? That the next second, because Baruch Hu will show you at a deeper level of what you accomplished, will be just as much surprising as the first. And an ongoing Ozymandias, it's going to be continuously filled with laughter amount. Now, what does it mean? It means, not because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu show his gimmick, which Hashem could do, Hashem could make you happy continuously every second as he made you happy the first minute. No. As Olam Echo, that world, Olam Abo, is because Tira Vecha, because you see it now, because actually you have to live this enthusiasm now. This is really the whole Oitzki, Bechodrech Echo, in every path, everything which you do, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Anything which you learn, it strikes you, you found out something. I always say for Baal Tshuvas, when you go to a seminar and they discover the Gvaldige high up, the discovery of the truth, and it brings a tremendous high. I said, try to use this tremendous high. You should be able to continue to deliver this high. Every second should deliver this high. Every day has an expression. Now, this is, every moment we should recognize this fact. There should be an ongoing enthusiasm in Yiddishkeit. It's not something which you live on the past. Now, if yesterday I found out a new thing, and I grew, I bought myself a high, I got a new high. So what do you do? Okay, you're settling in a new train, in a new direction. But the next day you lose that enthusiasm. So, but I'm continuing to travel based on my yesterday's commitment. It's fine, beautiful, but where's the new enthusiasm? That's what this Goyen says, Mashiach says, Mashiach and Ozymandias are going to be filled with laughter. It's when we continuously hear, understand more, every day, in every experience you put in and you analyze it and you see the beauty of this new moment. And this could be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the man on an ongoing, continuous, depending on Hashem, you always have to eat, you always have to breathe. And every time when you breathe, you thank Hashem first. He gave you the air, he gave you the mechanism of breathing, gave you the oxygen, like Kol Neshima, Neshima, Tahara, Kol. So, if this moment I developed this insight of the gift of Hashem that I'm breathing and the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, which this moment delivered his discovery, who I am and what Hashem is, to what extent I'm connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that discovery is not enough for the next moment. Because next moment I'm depending again on Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't live this moment on the breathing, on the air, on the oxygen, which I took last moment ago. So this moment I'm falling back to the zero. And I have to start all over again to discover that you, Hashem, are kind enough, you're letting me breathe, you're letting me live, and my function, my head is working. And this moment that you have to recognize and acknowledge has nothing in common with the previous moment. Every moment has its own individual life. That means you live from second to second, from moment to moment. Now, if a man wouldn't be lacking, if a man would be self-surviving, only when he goes out of his way, he's realizing Hashem, then a man could very well go by without having to be attached to Kodesh Baruch or recognizing Hashem. So this is one of the big chemlos, but the big pity which Hashem has, the fact that he made man so weak, with such a mood swings. So a man complains, you know, I'm not a stable person, I'm a tremendous mood swing. One day I'm getting up very high, one day I'm getting up very low, and we have no stability. There's no stability in the house, there's no stability in the business, there's always surprises. And the man complains about it, why can't I be a normal person? Yes, go to the farm, see the cows, they're very normal, they're all alike. The days are alike, they eat, they chew the same thing, they give the milk the same thing, they're all alike. And the same alike as they were 1,000 years ago. And man is continuous in changing, his vibrations. Why is it so? If we complain about it, the answer is because you live every moment a new life. And Hashem, every moment you want something, every time you have to know Hashem, everything you have to depend on Hashem. And what brings you every moment to reevaluate into, because Hashem makes changes in a person. There's no stability which is on his own. In order to bring the man, forcing the man always to think. Now, how could a man always maintain his excitement, his enthusiasm, his happiness, when a man always utilizes his brain in evaluating his shara b'china, using the echodness of Hashem, that every minute has a certain individuality, oneness in this moment, and this not one moment replaces this other moment. Like it says, Imla Akshav Emosai. Who could replace me? Nobody. And if not this moment, Emosai, what? This moment is this moment, and this moment can never be replaced. This moment is a moment which was never was and never will be. And every moment has its individuality, which is going to be forever. As we already learned in the second gate, how much is a man required to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu? His Baruch, from worshiping him, from fearing him, and praising him, and thanking him, and the continuous praising of Hashem. What is an ongoing praise? A man, we have to praise, he did something. So how long can you praise him the same thing? How long? It has to stop. But Hashem, the praising never stops, because every second there's a new involvement, a new doing of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and every second you have to be able to find the specialty, the uniqueness of this act. If he had really established the requirement, the responsibility, everything which he said till now, means Shevach b'nei Odom, v'dosom k'tosom k'tosom. If the man thank each other for a little thing which they had done themselves, they have to thank him. How much more do you have to thank Hashem? And if there is a man which is a fool, we shall dispute you. A man, a fool, which will be choylik, he says, listen, after all, you're creatures just like any other creatures. Why do you have to thank Hashem for every second for breathing and drinking and existing? Everything which you said, and he will, is admitting the truth, the sleeper, the one who slept till now, will wake up. The Yikatz is going to wake up, the one who tried to deprive himself. The Yafchin Aksim, even the fool will recognize. The Yaskil Amaskil, the smart one will understand it deeper. Biru, absolute clarity, Chiyev Kabbalah Savoydus Elokim, the requirement to take Kabbalah Elokim. Biru Haroyos, the more the proof will be clear in your mind, and the testimony which we all we took apart will be absolute, the truth of the science. Like the Novi said already, the Mishim is Alam Aim Bekabul Savayim Sakim is Borach. What does Novi say? The prophet, the one who does not want to look in to what extent you are required to take an Avodas Hashem. What does the Moshe Rabbeinu say? Hal Hashem Tigmul Zayis. To Hashem, you repaint like the. That's the way you react to Hashem. Am Novod, you disgusting nation, v'lo yichocham, and not the chocham. The minute we don't use the chochmah, which Hashem gave us to understand to what extent we then to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to be excited to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you become an Am Novod, a disgusting nation. What is a disgust? The disgust is something which is so obvious, something which is so simple, and you could so easily recognize to what extent you then to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you don't want to think about it. It's a way. You look at him, why not? You created me, let it do it, and I'm stationed, I'm stable, and you don't see it. Im ken kwan nisborach hiya for Kabbalah Savoydus Elokim, it has been already clear by us the requirement of to accept Avodas Elokim, of the other man, mitzvah smodest Avodas Elokim. Because the ongoing goodness which Kodesh Baruch Hu bestows on man, and since it's ongoing goodness, and we always depend on him, Chas Hashem Hashem should stop one second, we lost, that requires us immediately to always be mekablim, we should always accept the Avodas Hashem. Now, in this gate of Avodas Elokim, we'll explain 10 things. Echad mehem, one of them, ha'ore al avoide v'chalokeyo. What does it mean serving Hashem in all the parts of service Hashem? Hashem, the second part is b'tzorech ha'mevi as kol chelik v'chalokeyo. Why is those sections needed? What is the section bringing on us? The third gate will be Geder Avoide V'chalukei Maraseo. The details of every part of this Avoide. Release the fourth perek will be Tzures Ha'ore Atzori V'chalukeio. How could we be convinced what shows, what will indicate of all the parts of Avodas Hashem in Malas Anoshim, and what are the levels of the knowledge B'diyas Sefer Torah, Avodas Hashem, of understanding the Sefer Torah, and understanding all these details. The fifth parak will be Tzuris Ora Sichlis. How do we use our intellect, Lohoyres, to use our intellectual evidence, arguments, Adher Hashele B'tshuva. We're going to make a dialogue between our nefesh, our instinct, and our seichel, and our intellect. Sixth is Amina Chayuve Avodas, Kifimina Tovis Machor Kesem. All kind of worship of Hashem. There's in all aspects we have to serve Hashem, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all different aspects of goodness. Ashvin, the seventh will be Rapokos Mashachaiba means Mishmatim Labatai Matai Sklametiba. How much is the minimum? Ashmini, the eighth, Vamachlekis Achachome Be'echel Chibet Sedek, Vadas Akrever Emes Menadez Buzeh. The eighth parak, we're going to speak about the famous question of the Rambam's question, Yidim Bechira. How much is determined and how much we have to do? To what extent you have free choice? How does free choice coincide with determinism? And it's there we're going to bring out all the psukim which proves where Hashem is running and guiding your life. And then the other psukim Hashem says, listen, you have Bechira Chavshis. And how do we reconcile these two contradictive viewpoints? This is all a part of the way this in the eighth parak. But she is in the ninth parak, the secret is such a tzirus, amina, no shimon, and mazeb, derech, kutzor. What is the secret of the formation of this man in this world? And we explain it there in a short way. Series Nitan Vesipa Derech Hashimish B'chol Midim V'Midasin V'Mkoyma. Let's explain how we do utilize the life in every character, in every midah, in our midahs, we will explain it Mez Hashem in the 10th midah. And all this 10th parokim is really needed in order to establish our chiyuv in Avodas Hashem.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com